bureaucracies, including U.S. attorneys and the Securities and Exchange Commission, SEC, need to celebrate claimed victories while staying within budget if they are to convince legislatures to allocate them greater funds. This is a difficult balancing act, and sometimes an impossible one when a major new crisis arises. Although this diagnosis that prosecutors are too logistically constrained to undertake intensive investigations applies easily to such cases as Lehman Brothers and the other major firms that failed in 2008, the same pattern is also evident in more recent cases, such as the Boeing 737 MAX crisis, the behavior of major opioid manufacturers in selling on a wholesale basis to drug mills, the Volkswagen emission scandal, and the failures of Pacific Gas and Electric Company, PG&E, where the organization knew at all levels that its equipment was aged and its forests were overgrown and vulnerable to major forest fires. In none of these cases were prosecutors in a position to take on lengthy investigations that necessarily would have occupied a large staff for many months. Instead, they were under pressure to reach a quick settlement. And they did. In large part, this was because experienced defense counsel understood the prosecution.